The Death of the Righteous. In a communication given at the Parisian Society, a spirit transmitted the following message under the above heading. The death of the man with whom you are concerned at this time was the death of a righteous man, that is, a peaceful death full of hope. As day naturally follows the dawn, the spirit life followed his earthly life without trouble or disruption, and his last breath was exhaled in a true hymn of recognition and love. How few are those who make that difficult passage in such a way. How few are those who, after life's illusions and disappointments, perceive the harmonious rhythm of the spheres. Just as when a healthy man gets a limb amputated but continues to suffer sensations as if it were still in place, the soul of one who dies without faith or hope is torn and afflicted upon escaping the body. It is cast into space unconscious of itself. Pray for such disturbed souls. Pray for all who suffer. Charity is not restricted to the people you can see. It helps and consoles the beings who populate the spirit world as well. You saw the touching proof of this in the sudden conversation of that spirit who was moved by the spiritist prayers you offered at the grave of this righteous man. It is right for you to interview him, for he wants to enable you to progress on the righteous path. Love knows no bounds. It expands throughout the space, alternately giving and receiving divine consolation. The sea seems to extend infinitely beyond one's sight. Its edge on the horizon seems to meet the sky, and one's spirit is dazzled at the magnificent spectacle of those two immensities. Thus, love, which is deeper than the sea and more infinite than space, should bind all of you, both the living and spirits, in one and the same communion of charity, thereby accomplishing the wonderful fusion of the ephemeral with the eternal. This was Spirit Georges. Thank you.